audio version of Michael Lateman's blog. December 20th, 2019. Tuning into the Creator's transmission through the 10. Our broken key is gradually moving toward the center of our connection, which begins to feel like the center of the universe, of all worlds, of the entire system of Adamharishan, toward the new place, where the corrected vessel meets the light. The more we think about it, the more we develop our sensitivity. There is nothing in our world that one cannot feel. It all depends on our invested efforts, our attitude, our desire. We must strive for this point of connection with all our desires. Both the good and the evil inclination accompany a person to the meeting point, where we join together and reveal the Creator. In order to achieve this, each person needs to abandon his I and move from the outer rim of the common vessel toward the center of the group. If together we all think about the single central point, that is, the Creator, and advance toward him, then everyone stops thinking about themselves and loses their personal self, as if it does not exist. Due to the increased focusing on this thought and the aspiration toward the center, we remain with a single concern for the existence of a common system, for its vitality and revelation, and personal worries disappear. Thus, we gradually come to self-restriction and common unity, which creates a place for the Creator to be revealed in order to please him. Day after day, this picture should become clearer in our feelings and minds, in our inner vision, so that we understand and feel that it really exists. We reveal this state that exists, this upper world, out of nothing. Everything that has happened had to happen. Everything that will happen already exists. The only thing I must do is decide how to move from one scene to the next, by applying efforts and my soul's devotion. I add only my attitude restriction, screen, and the reflected light and reveal an already existing state. Everything is already perfect. You only need to correct your attitude in order to see that the whole world is an absolutely perfect world of infinity. But we do not feel it. We do not live in it. Therefore, we need to change all our senses in order to feel ourselves in the world of infinity. In order to do this, we have been given the 10 to aim ourselves in the right direction, to calibrate ourselves, to focus our vision and perception, to feel ourselves in eternity, in new true values. Malkut of the world of infinity is the place where we all unite together and merge with the Creator. The Creator is one and the creation must also be one as the Creator. All that we reveal is the oneness of the Creator. Therefore, the Creator shattered us, giving us the opportunity to seek this unity in different states. In pros and cons, there is no evil, there is help from the opposite, showing us the discrepancy from the true picture, manifesting it in all our sensations and understanding, in the mind and the heart. And to make this discrepancy more apparent, it dresses it in unpleasant sensations. It turns out that I see not just the distance between my perception and my goal, that is, between the imaginary and the genuine world, but I perceive this gap as suffering, as pain. Therefore, we call it an evil inclination, although in essence it is not evil but helpful, because it helps us feel how much we deviate from the truth. The most important work is in the 10, where we can very quickly correct this discrepancy between us and the Creator. It is as if I'm building a true picture out of my 10, gathering all the correct element, and connecting them with each other, bringing them closer together, and focusing until they reach perfect sharpness. 10 corrected sephirot filled with the upper light. The 10 is a matrix ensuring my contact with the Creator. I feel like I'm talking to my friends, but this is not so. This is how I talk to the Creator. The 10 is the language of communication with the upper force. The entire creation is a divine book, a conversation with the Creator. The method for bringing the desire to enjoy an equivalence with the light is 10 different parts of the desire that, despite their differences, connect to become like the light, and then you can see and hear in them the action of light, as if in a body or a radio receiver. The stronger the connection, the greater the revelation. All the details of this receiver are already in our hands, and now everything depends on us. It seems to me that the 10 is just 10 people. But in fact, the creator is speaking to me through them, and I need to understand what he wants from me when he is expressing himself through each friend. This is a special code, a language that I need to learn. Then I will reveal that a 10 is the 10 Sephiroth, and I will see how each Sephiroth shines with its own color, with a different force and character of glow and different connection with the others. On one hand, they are all included in one formula together, but each contributes its own unique part to it. More wisdom or mercy, Chokhmah or Hasidim, different types of desire and connection with the upper. It is as if I'm in front of a screen, and the more I raise above myself and connect with my friends, the more I understand what the creator is transmitting to me. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, November 25th, 2019, the center of the 10. In the bondage of egoism. Question: if everything is predetermined, including the fact that by choosing we will suffer more or less, then why do we need Kabbalah? Answer: Kabbalah is needed to raise us above our egoism to a state where we will not obey anyone or anything. Egoism enslaves us. Therefore, the science we study is called the science of Kabbalah, the science about the bondage of our egoism and how rising from it gives us a sense of freedom. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, November 17th, 2019. What a Hanukkah for humanity, not just Jews, looks like Newsmax. My article in Newsmax, What a Hanukkah for Humanity, Not Just Jews, Looks Like. While the Hanukkah party at the White House caused ripples with Trump's new executive order, and Jews around the world prepare for one of their major holidays, let's take a look at what a Hanukkah for humanity, not just Jews, would look like. Hanukkah is a pit stop on life's racetrack, coming from the words Hanuk, Park, and Kohir. The more we advance in our lives, the more we encounter such stops. They let us discern what we've done, and whether we should change our direction, in order to progress more optimally. At one point or another, we find ourselves in situations that make us stop and rethink our life's entire course. Also, sometimes we need to forcefully stop ourselves, even if we want to continue, recalculate where we are headed, and whether we should impact a change for a better future. Therefore, we should see in the words Hanu and Kopak here a desire brewing in humanity to cry out and stop the current way we are running our lives and change to a more fruitful direction. Our current individualistic, consumerist and materialistic lifestyles are leading us into greater debt. Our debt is not only monetary, it's our lag behind our balance with nature's increased demands on us to connect our attitudes to each other in order to match nature's connectedness. It is impossible to pay back the massive debt we have accumulated, but one way or another, we'll have to pay it. In the meantime, we continue extracting from nature as much as we possibly can. Essentially, society today needs to stop for a moment and think of how it can achieve more balance with itself and nature. Hanukkah is much more than a holiday marked on a few calendars. It is what humanity as a whole needs to undergo. However, we can make no such stop until we recognize the cause of our individualistic, consumerist and materialistic lifestyles, gaining awareness of how the consumerist cycle, manufacturing products we don't need, advertising them so that we want them, buying, selling, and disposing of them, ultimately does no good to ourselves or to our planet. We are overdue in making this pit stop. If we continue business as usual, then we can simply count the days it will take till nature will activate a major blow upon us, pressures and disasters that would make life unbearable. However, what is the alternative? If we stop our current consumerist race, what would be able to replace it? And how would we know its replacement would be better? The alternative to rampant consumerism is positive connection. In order to understand this alternative, we need to first understand the importance of social influence. Society determines our values according to what it promotes to us as enjoyable, worthwhile, and important. The fact that we compare ourselves to others, then since we are incessantly promoted consumer goods, seeing celebrities, influencers, friends, and acquaintances enjoying and discussing them, we thus also want them. Therefore, we need to determine what is most advantageous for us all to enjoy, so that we won't live our lives in a way where we empty our pockets to fill richer pockets whenever we make a transaction to buy something else we don't need. For instance, instead of Black Friday, we could advertise a global picnic day, a day where families and friends meet up in a park, at the beach, in nature, or go to the cinema or a trip somewhere, to promote a fun day together with family and friends. It all depends on what we decide to promote to ourselves. If we saw people around the world posting about themselves on Global Picnic Day, on the news and social media, celebrating it in different ways, we would find ourselves also wanting to participate. We would also find that such a day would give people much more enjoyment than a global day of buying and selling. So why don't we do that? Instead of wasting our money buying a whole bunch of things that we'll mostly discard, we would instead focus on enjoying ourselves in positive connection with other people. Therefore, if we parked ourselves on the side of our life's racetrack for a moment, we could pop the consumerist materialistic bubble that we have blown up around ourselves and start to advertise a new approach to life that we could ultimately enjoy a lot more from, one where we focus on positively connecting to each other, and which would bring us to greater balance in our relationships, and with nature in general. Closeness between teacher and student. Question: when you, as a student of Rabash, discovered internal disconnection from your teacher, how did you reconnect to him? Answer: it happens very often. We must follow this, and try to get closer literally every minute. In principle, any advancement is based on closeness with the teacher. It is the only way. Question: new students want to get close to the teacher as soon as possible, but they do not yet have an understanding of the subject. How important is it to restrain them and explain that they need to first learn the basics of Kabbalah and then rush to connect to you? Answer: on what basis will we build connection? It is not pointless. It comes down to the fact that together we advance toward the goal. They support themselves, I support them, and this is how we advance. In the beginning, when a person is beginning their study, one does not even know what it is all about, what one is rushing to, why one was brought here, and what one should desire. Therefore, I think it is good that for the first 6 months, we meet once a week. When I started studying with Rabash, I came to his classes every evening for 2 hours. Only after 2 or even 3 years did he allow me to move closer to him. I do not know how often you study, but if you can devote 10% of your general activities to communicate with me, I will be very happy. From Cab TV's Fundamentals in Kabbalah, October 27th, 2019.